the light of the heart. In a quiet, sunlit town nestled between rolling hills and vibrant meadows, lived a young woman named Ilera. She was a weaver by trade, renowned for creating tapestries that seemed to capture the essence of life itself. Her hands, though delicate, wove patterns that told stories of the land, the seasons, and the quiet dreams of the people she loved. Yet, despite her talents, Ilera's heart felt heavy, as though a shadow followed her wherever she went. She had never known true love, nor had she ever felt the warmth of a kindred spirit beside her. One crisp autumn afternoon, as she worked in the sun-dappled corner of her little cottage, a figure appeared on the edge of her garden. The stranger was tall and broad-shouldered, with dark hair that curled slightly at the nape of his neck. His eyes, a deep shade of green, sparkled with a curiosity that matched the brightness of the morning sky. Ilera looked up from her loom, her heart quickening at the sight of him. "I'm sorry to intrude," he said with a soft smile. "I've heard of your skill in weaving, and I was hoping you could create something for me." Ilera hesitated, unsure whether to trust him. "What is it that you need?" "I'm a traveler," he explained, "and I wish to have a tapestry to remind me of the beauty of this place. I have seen the world, but there is something here, something in the air, that feels different. I want to carry a piece of it with me." His voice was gentle, but there was a longing in it that resonated deeply with Ilera. She found herself agreeing, though she could not explain why. Over the following weeks, they met often, her weaving taking shape as they spoke of the world beyond the hills, of dreams and adventures, and of the simple joys that often went unnoticed in the rush of life. His name was Alaron, and with each passing day, Ilera felt a warmth blooming within her chest, something she had never known before. She began to look forward to his visits, the sound of his laughter echoing in her heart long after he had left. One evening, as the last light of the day faded into the cool embrace of night, Alaron stopped by, as he often did, to check on the tapestry. This time, though, there was a tension in his gaze, an unease that Ilera had not seen before. "Ilera," he began, his voice soft, "I've been thinking about the time I've spent here. This town, this life you lead, it's so different from mine. I'm a wanderer by nature, and I've never stayed in one place for long." Ilera's heart sank, the words piercing her like a thousand needles. She had known deep down that he would not stay, but hearing it from his lips made the truth undeniable. "Will you leave?" she asked, her voice barely a whisper. Alaron nodded, his eyes filled with regret. "I must. There's so much I haven't seen yet, so much more to discover." For a moment, there was silence between them, the weight of unspoken words hanging in the air like a heavy fog. Then, Alaron stepped closer, his gaze softening. "I never intended to fall in love with you," he confessed, his voice a mixture of tenderness and sorrow. "But somewhere along the way, I did. And I don't know if I can bear to leave you behind." Ilera's breath caught in her throat. The love she had longed for, the light she had never known she needed, was right in front of her. She reached out, her fingers trembling as they brushed against his. "And yet you must go." Alaron's hand tightened around hers, his touch warm and comforting.
"I don't want to,
but I must. There's a part of me that still seeks the world, still craves the unknown." Ilera understood then. She knew that love, true love, could not be bound by the walls of a home or the comfort of familiar surroundings. It had to be free just as he was. She could not ask him to stay, even though every part of her wanted to. "I understand," she said, her voice steady despite the storm raging inside her. "But promise me this, Alaron. Promise me that you'll carry a piece of this love with you, no matter where you go." Alaron's eyes filled with unshed tears, and he leaned forward, pressing his forehead gently to hers. "I promise. You will always be the light in my heart, Ilera." And so, as the first snow of winter began to fall, Alaron left, carrying with him the tapestry she had woven, a symbol of the love that had blossomed between them in such a short time. Ilera returned to her weaving, but the weight in her chest had lifted, replaced by a lightness she had never known. The love she had given freely, with no expectation of return, had transformed her. Years passed, and Alara's tapestries became legendary, sought after by those who recognized the beauty and depth of the stories they told. Yet, no matter how far she traveled or how many she met, there was always a part of her heart that belonged to Alaron, the man who had shown her that love was not something to be held onto, but something to be set free. One day, many years later, when the sun was once again high in the sky and the fields were golden with harvest, Alara stood at the edge of her garden, looking out over the hills. A figure appeared in the distance, his dark hair blowing in the wind, his eyes locked on her. It was Alaron. With a heart full of both joy and sadness, she ran toward him, knowing that love, like the light of the sun, would always find its way home.